This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio. Actually, on Fridays, we call this show Trivia Friday. Are you ready, guys? Also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air for 25 more minutes. I'm Tim with Ed and Bert. JJ is not here today. He'll be back next week. But Brother Bert's ably filling in. Professor Bert, I should say.
Oh, man.
Here's the deal. JJ's not here, but I am.
All right. Let's repeat our questions, and then we'll go back to the phones.
That have heretofore.
Yeah, heretofore. Gone unanswered.
All right. I've had the Mackinac one answered, so I've got two left. In the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the talking snowman who narrated the story? And I'm asking for the character's name, the talking snowman.
Not the actor.
Not the actor. And then when is George Washington's birthday? Month and day. When is George Washington's birthday?
Okay, here's my two. And what is a group of camels called? A group of camels. And then the other one, which NFL team has the logo located on only one side of their helmets? All the others have it on either side or no side with one particular team. But what team has the logo located only on one side of their helmets?
What's the reason for that?
I did not find out.
Ran out of money?
They must have. It became their calling card. That's unusual.
I'm trying to think.
I've got it down to two. I had two guesses on this.
All right. Anyway, here's my questions. This American city, here's my first question. This American city shares a name with the capital of an ancient empire in North Africa and mentioned in the Bible. What is the name of this city? Number two, how many children are in the Von Trapp family in the movie The Sound of Music? How many children are in the Von Trapp family in the movie The Sound of Music? And I had a third one. Here it is. Which northeastern state was not one of the 13 original colonies? Which northeastern state was not one of the 13 original colonies? All right, back to the phones, Bert.
Okay, let's go to Arkansas. Shauna, thank you for calling.
Good morning. Boy, that was fast.
Okay. Hey, we're glad you called. Got through. Do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I'll be doing both this morning.
Which question?
The Von Trapp family question. That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it in a while, but I love that movie growing up. I watch it every year, probably like you did, Shauna. How many children, Shauna, are in the Von Trapp family in the movie The Sound of Music?
That'd be seven.
Yes, woo! Seven. Okay.
That's a true story, right? That's based on a true story.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, without the singing. You know.
Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do, Shauna. I had another question related to this, and if you can answer this question without looking it up, do we have any of these travel mugs left? Don't we?
I have no idea.
I'm going to send you a ball cap and a travel mug.
Woo!
AFR travel mug. Okay. I mean, you're getting, what do you call this, merch?
Yes.
You're getting a bunch of merch if you can answer the following question.
I don't know if we still have the travel mugs, but
if we don't
we'll
send
make
her
it
two
up
hats.
Well, yeah, we'll make it up to her.
All right. Here's the question. I'm just putting you on the spot here. You've already answered the question correctly. The Von Trapp family had seven children. But here's the question that can really put you on top of the Sound of Music world right here. Everyone knows, Shauna, that Julie Andrews was the main star of the movie The Sound of Music. What actor played the part of Captain Von Trapp? What was the actor's name who played the part of Captain Von Trapp?
Christopher.
Yes.
It's Christopher.
You got half a hat.
Oh my goodness. My
you got
my sister the best actor ever. Christopher
Plummer.
Yes,
Plummer. Yeah,
no, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, that's good
because it was. You know, she was.
She was. She knew it.
She knew it.
It was back there.
All right, so
it was in the file cabinet.
The fellow's name. Everybody knows his face because he's. But no, not few people know his name. His name. He was a Canadian actor, Christopher Plummer, and he played the part of Captain Von Trapp in the Sound of Music.
He played in a Christmas movie by Dickens called Nicholas Nickleby, and he wasn't near as great a character in that. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that was his name. We're going to send you, if you hold on when we get through, you asking us, Shanna, we will, is Shanna or Shauna?
Oh, it's Shana.
Shana. Okay, Shana, we will get your address so we can send you the hat and the mug, okay? The AFR travel mug, assuming we have one.
We got something like that because we gave it away at Fishbowl.
Surely we got one left.
Yeah, I think we do.
Anyway, go.
Well, right, just wash that one out real good.
No. You ever heard of COVID?
You can't wear a mask. Wear a mask.
Rings a bell.
Shana, go ahead.
Okay, so my question for you guys are, there are over 40 versions of the Bible that change the word Christ to God, causing doubt about Jesus being the one true God. Which one is the one that does not?
You mean changes the word Christ to God?
Yes. Which is the version that does not do that? It leaves the word Christ as Christ.
Okay, and this is a question of the which manuscript they chose, right? So
this would be based on the versions today of the Bibles you can pick up in your bookstore today. Which is the one that will have?
I'm gonna say King James.
Oh, look at you! Also, yeah. Your travel mug.
Did I? Get, oh, you got? You're gonna say? Okay, I get to keep the travel mug. All right. Is it the King James? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. That is the one that does not cast doubt on whether Jesus is actually God.
Okay. Well, listen, I got it right, and it's good to hear from you, Shana.
Shana, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information.
Yeah.
And we'll get these things in the mail to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Shana.
We need to make note that we're sending her both, by the way.
Okay.
King James, the King James Bible, right? That's the Bible Jesus used?
That's right. Now, we don't know which version, the 1611 version or the other
version. I'm just kidding.
I'm not getting into that argument.
Okay.
Because the folks who
says disagree, the man who reads the message.
No, I do not. I do not read the message.
No, I don't even know if Ed reads the message. I just did that so people would email you. You'd have a good weekend.
Yeah, no, I do not. I've been the New American Standard guy since Bible
college. All right, I'll say this, and then we'll be the end of it, because we're not here to get into arguments about versions of the Bible.
Right.
The message is actually a paraphrase.
Yes.
So it's not intended to be a literal interpretation.
Right. That's right.
So when people say, well, the message says this, and I don't use the message, but some people do that who have a great reverence for the scripture.
Yes.
And they use it as a paraphrase to explain, to say things in modern vernacular.
Yes.
So there's, it's kind of like the Living Bible.
Right.
Used exactly.
Exactly. So just as long as you don't say this is an exact interpretation, I think you're having something that's am I getting in trouble here?
No, you're doing good. You got those that are tight to the manuscripts. Yeah. In other words, they're going to stay with the word, and some of those words are archaic in our language, and they change it into words that we can understand.
If you say
today,
it's a paraphrase, then it's a paraphrase. They're not claiming it to be
a translation.
A translation.
Exactly.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. My Von Trapp question was answered. And that was how many children are in the Von Trapp family in the movie The Sound of Music? The correct answer is 7. And so that's a question. And then I asked who Julie Andrews played the part of, played the main role in the movie. And who played the part of Captain Von Trapp? And that is Canadian actor Christopher Plummer. Next caller.
Okay, let's go to Texas and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, thank you for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Have you ever cracked corn, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, I have. I have.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah.
I was Timmy.
Timmy cracked corn.
Timmy cracked corn.
I don't care.
I never got a song.
Were you Eddie? Did they ever call you Eddie Ed?
My sisters are the only ones who call me Eddie.
Okay. If anybody called me Birdie, they had a fight on
Birdie. Yeah,
that's that doesn't go good.
Eddie was my sister's, maybe a couple of relatives. I think my Nana called me Eddie.
Okay.
He was young Eddie. And then as I got older, I was little Eddie. And then as I got older, I was taller than my dad, and I became young Eddie. So, I'm not young anymore either.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jimmy, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which question?
Before I I'm going to do the snowman question. But before I do, I officially became an old man yesterday at 12:30 p.m. My daughter gave me my first granddaughter.
Woo!
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Jimmy.
Oh, listen.
Yeah. So, yes, I am the happiest 43-year-old grandpa.
43 years old.
Jan and I had three boys, but our first grandchild was a granddaughter. I'm telling you what, we thought we had hit the home run, and
yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Just everything. Hey, Jimmy, which question do you want to answer, by the way?
Snowman on Rudolph.
Oh, okay. Here's the question, Jimmy. In the Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the talking snowman who narrated the story? And I'm talking about the character's name.
Would that be Sam?
It was. Ooh, it was Sam. It was.
Now, ask the rest of it. Who played the part? You got to do that.
So who was the actor?
That one I do not remember.
Oh, man.
I do not remember the actor's name.
Yeah, Burl Ives.
Yeah.
Nobody can sing two or three songs like Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yes.
I mean, there's two or three songs. Burl Ives just nailed it.
I remember Burl Ives. My parents got these. I don't know if you remember these. They were Firestone, the tire company, produced Christmas albums, Firestone Christmas. And we had, I think, two of those with all these kinds of singers, Burl Ives.
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
Yeah, probably. Bing Crosby, all Sinatra.
Gene Autry singing Red Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Lennon Sisters.
Yeah. Well, I think Lennon Sisters were.
Yeah, they were
on
a lot of albums back then.
Yeah, Nat King Cole. But Burl Ives always had those questions.
Hank Williams. What a voice. Hey, what's your question for us, Jimmy?
All right. I think Tim's going to get this one, but who is the original Honky Tonk Man?
Who is the original Honky Tonk Man? We're talking about a country and western singer, original Honky Tonk Man.
Okay, Jimmy, don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Is this going to be like Hank Williams? Honky Tonk?
Maybe so. Let me ask you this, Jimmy, can you give us a hint? Was this been in the 30s and 40s or the 50s and 60s? Can you give us an era?
I think it would be right around the time of Hank Sr.
Okay.
Right, so it must not be Hank.
Must not be him, because you wouldn't have said his name.
Right.
But who would have been a contemporary with him, with Hank Williams?
I don't know. My Yankee dad from Boston loved country western. I'd get up on Saturday mornings listening to Hank Williams all the time.
Is that
You're a cheating heart. I'd get, Dad, can we play some Eagles or something?
Dwight Yoakam had re-recorded this song.
Dwight Yoakam recorded the song made famous by the guy you're talking about?
Our board op may know. He does? Okay.
He's shaking his head.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking maybe Waylon Jennings, but I think that precedes him. I think Waylon Jennings would have been 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, I don't know, Hank Snow. I mean, he was clean cut.
Wasn't Ernest Tubb, was it?
We don't know. What's the answer?
Johnny Horton.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
From where? Where was he from? What was he known for?
I can't remember. He done a couple songs. One talking about North to Alaska.
North to Alaska. That's the one I knew.
Yeah, okay. It's on the same album.
But he was known as the Honky Tonk. What?
The song Honky Tonk Man. He was the one who recorded that song.
Oh, I got
Dwight
you.
Dwight Yoakam later re-recorded that song.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I do know a lot about music and the history of music, but that one escapes me right there. You know, thank you, Brother Jimmy. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, hold on before you go to the next one. So, the other day, about 2 weeks ago, Allison and I, my wife, we were down in Destin. We were down there for a few days. We love to go to the beach. And so driving home through Alabama, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, but we went through a town, and it said Hank Williams Museum. So evidently, I knew Hank Williams was from Alabama. We're talking about the legendary country singer.
Right.
Okay.
Not Junior, but
Hank
the first
Senior.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, not Bo Cephas or his son.
Right.
But talking about, but look that town, see if you can say, type in where was Hank Williams from, because there's a museum there, and I think you can visit his, if you're into that, you could visit his home place there in, it was somewhere in South Central Alabama.
Mm.
Hank Williams.
Was it a good size? I mean, I know you couldn't go in because it was closed.
No, it was a sign pointing to it.
Oh, okay.
We went through the town. Seems like it was. See, we went through the town. You got it?
Mount Olive.
Is that where it is?
That's what Google says. Mount
Type
Olive.
In Hank Williams Museum and see what it says. Anyway, I didn't go by it because I didn't have time.
Okay,
it was just a sign. When he mentioned that and y'all mentioned Hank Williams, that's what came to my mind.
Hmm.
So I guess you could stop there, during the day and check it out if you.
Cause you're doing some good for the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Hank Williams is a legendary figure
in
the country music.
Well, I would say in American music, really. He was
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, he's not from Montgomery.
That's where this museum says it is. The Hank Williams Museum
is
in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. All right, well, maybe there's two. Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm not disputing. Jonathan, our producer's looking it up. He's only going on what he's looking up, and I'm sure there is because I think he made his home there in Montgomery later. But I'm talking about where he was born. Anyway, didn't mean to get us off track.
Oh, that's
here.
Okay. This is Trivia History. Friday.
Yeah. History. History.
All right, you're listening to Trivia. We got about 7 minutes left. Bert, who's next?
Okay, from North Carolina, Dana. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
You want to answer, ask, or both?
Well, I was disappointed I couldn't answer the Sound of Music question.
Oh, you knew the seven children?
Oh, yeah, and I know their names.
Oh, wow. That's
you
what
know,
I was
whoa,
about to
whoa,
ask.
Whoa.
Could you name them?
Dana, you know their names off the top of your head, or did you look it up?
I know them off the top of my head.
All right, well.
reel them off, and
okay,
we got a hat for
Hank, how do we know she's right? All right, we're going to tell you what we're
going
to do.
Going to fact check you here.
I'm not doubting your honesty, but I'm going
to
have
Jonathan.
I'm going to have Jonathan Coker, our producer, look it up, and he can give me the thumbs up. And if you get them right, you get a hat. How's
that?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, because that's quite an accomplishment.
Go ahead.
Well, Jonathan, you got it? Okay.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready. Go, Dana.
Okay. So, Liesl.
Go right ahead.
Just go ahead. Do all of them.
Oh, just keep doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Liesl, Brigitte, Friedrich, Kurt, Gretel, and Louisa. Am I right?
Is that seven?
That's only six. I only knew six.
Oh, I thought you said you knew all of them.
That's very disappointing. well, you were so close. Just
Jonathan,
so close.
Jonathan, I know you're checking. Who's the seventh?
But you know, it's kind of like
so
the basketball.
Which one did I miss?
Marta.
The basketball.
Marta.
Oh, Marta.
Yeah. All right, look, Dana, it's almost Christmas. We'll go ahead and we'll send you one anyway. Because I'm telling you, they weren't named, Bobby and Daisy.
American names.
So that was pretty impressive. Now, why, Dana, do you know those names? Are you that much of a fan of the show?
Says the man who watches Andy Griffith every day.
I have watched Sound of Music thousands of times.
Wow.
I can sing the songs, everything. I love it.
But
it's a great movie.
But you forgot Marta, though, didn't you?
I did.
Ed's an encourager, Dana. That's his spiritual gift.
So we will... When we're finished with you on the air, please hold on. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get a hat to you for an excellent accomplishment. So what's your question for us, Dana?
Okay, so let's see. I don't know if I'm near the out. I live near the Outer Banks, so I was going to ask you guys the name of the lighthouse that was moved many, many years ago, because it was too close to the ocean, and they actually moved it back a little. Do you remember the name of that lighthouse?
Famous lighthouse.
It's a famous lighthouse, on the Outer Banks.
What do you mean it was too close to the ocean? Isn't that what they're supposed to be close to?
Well, with the way that the with erosion and the dunes and everything, with the hurricanes, so many hurricanes we've had, the water was getting too close to it, so they had to move it back.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have
any lighthouse? Lighthouse. I have no idea. The Outer Banks lighthouse.
Wasn't MARTA, was it?
MARTA.
It was Cape something. It starts with an H.
Is there something called Hag something?
Hags. Yeah.
Like North. You know, like the lady lived next door to you that you didn't like. Remember that?
The old hag next door. Yeah. You don't know the answer, Dana, to your own question?
It's Cape Hatteras.
Oh,
Cape Hatteras. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, Dana, I'm going to put you on hold, and you have a Merry Christmas, and hope you enjoy your hat. How's that?
Thank you so much.
Okay. So, to answer my own question here, Hank Williams was born in, this is from Google, so it's got to be true. Born in the what's called the tiny settlement of Mount Olive in South Central Alabama. That's what you said, right? I questioned.
You don't want to question Jonathan. You don't want to question Jonathan on trivia.
When he's on Google,
he's
on fire when he's on Google.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I evidently passed by in the middle of
Mount
the
Olive.
Night. Yeah, yeah. All right. Didn't he have anyway? But I think he grew up in Montgomery, spent a lot of time in Montgomery, or grew up there.
But now you're saying that you saw a sign.
Yeah, I did.
Going near Mount Olive, so that maybe they have their own little.
I've seen a few signs in my life. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It pointed you in the right way.
Yes.
Life's
a sign. Yeah.
A sign came to me, and it said, Hank Williams Museum here.
A sign came unto you.
It did come unto me. Good King James.
Yes, that's right.
English.
All right, I don't think
the
we have time for another.
The sign you
want
to know is one way.
Right.
Yes.
Pay attention to one way.
Right.
All right, so we need to give the answers to our questions. I only had one remaining. Guys, when is George Washington's birthday?
February
22nd.
Way to go, Bert.
Yeah, I got
that's what we used to teach
Abraham,
there.
What's Abraham Lincoln's?
12th.
That's right.
12th.
And they combined them and have President's Day?
Yeah.
Right there. That's it.
Always on a Monday.
Yeah, always. Hey, here is the answer to two questions
ask
I had
the question.
Left.
I might want to try
okay.
to answer.
Okay. What is a group of camels called?
Oh, that I don't know.
This is pretty neat. A caravan.
A caravan
of
isn't camels.
Yeah, I just
right.
love those. And then, which NFL team has their logo only on one side?
I'm going to guess it's either the Saints or the 49ers.
Neither one.
Neither one, okay.
Steelers.
Oh,
Steelers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. They only have it on one side.
That all you got?
That's it.
This American city shares a name with the capital of an ancient empire in North Africa mentioned in the Bible. What name of the sound am I looking
for? I'm going to guess Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah, that's Memphis. It. Memphis is on the Mississippi. And it was named after Memphis in Egypt, which is on the Nile. And then the final question I had was, which northeastern state was not one of the 13 original colonies?
Vermont or Maine, one of the other.
Maine.
Oh, Maine.
Vermont Maine. Became a part of New Hampshire. But
yeah.
Anyway, Maine. Yeah.
So Maine was the northeastern state that was not part of the 13 original colonies. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. Take care.